Involved on the motherfucking motion god. Y'all know what the fuck it is, man. This is Not Relationship Goals Podcast. It's your boy Chillin' Dylan, and as always, I got my lovely wife next to me.
You already know. Okay. I'm in the building.
This is episode 83, and we in the motherfucking building. I was thinking about that, like, he had that line in there. It was like something about a stylist, like, and these rappers got stylists or something.
He said he don't need no stylist.
He said he don't need no, he don't got no stylist.
He don't need it, he said.
Some of these niggas need stylists, though.
You always talking about what somebody's wearing. As you said in our first comeback episode, that you do judge people based on the way they're dressed.
And this one just pains me.
Who?
Drake.
Yeah, you keep talking about his style for a long time.
It's so fucking terrible. Like, it's the worst. It's the worst. And and if he's paying somebody to put him in that shit, that makes it worse. But
what if he feels good and confident in his clothing, why should he feel bad about it?
I'm not saying he should feel bad, but that shit is terrible.
Well,
it is. And
I don't know if he ever proclaimed to be like a fashion god. Like,
well, I feel like if you are, if you're putting your name on, like, clothing items, then I feel like you aspire to have some type of,
or you just inspired by capitalism. I don't know anybody who's like, oh, damn, let me see. I gotta see what Drake wore to the awards.
Yeah, but you would think that.
No one's, I've never heard that.
Drake is so big, you would think that it would translate into the fashion. Like, he would be able to sell shoes, like, just by putting his name on it.
I think you gotta kind of already be into that kind of stuff.
Like, no, because he has done it. I mean, I've seen it done, like, with some Jordans, like, a few pair of Jordans, like, they were, like, exclusive, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, they were whatever as well, so.
Yeah, they were different. Hey, Bella, shut the hell up. You see us over here working.
What you been doing that all day? It's
but,
so crazy.
But, it's crazy that it doesn't, he can't sell shoes, like, The shoes, like, even Nike made some ugly ass shoes for this nigga.
Yeah, I was gonna say the shoes. I don't really
like the shoes. Was ugly as fuck. It's just crazy, like, to see, like, the influence that he has.
Bad fashion. He just don't influence anybody as far as fashion. No.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I saw an article.
Nobody running out there to go buy no OVO shit.
I mean, no one is like, damn, I can't wait to get that next Drake outfit.
What did he wear?
I mean, you know what? I see people have copied his hairstyles. That's what it made me at the heart and, like, the different little, like, designs.
Yeah, that's that bullshit.
That's more of his fashion trend setting lane.
That's not even him. But you know where he got that from, really? He got that from Lil Yachty. Like, he's still in Lil Yachty sauce with the little hair shit.
Why Lil Yachty don't have no fade?
All the little beads and all that shit, like,
I'm talking about the beads. I'm talking about,
I know you're talking about the heart.
Even that little,
but even like semi, even that has like Lil Yachty already.
And you know what? I'm mad that you're saying Lil Yachty when Lil Yachty got this from Lil KK. Okay, he got this from all the young girls that me, all the young girls that came up, all the young black girls that came up with our hair braided and beaded. You gonna give this credit to Lil Yachty? You sound like fucking Kim Kardashian.
I'm not familiar with your game, sir. I'm not familiar with your game, sir. Who are you?
So they all look
Lil
like
KK.
Yeah.
Lil KK.
Yeah, I see the article, and they were talking about, they asked Katie Holmes, and I was like, I don't know if anybody ever looked at Katie Holmes for fashion either. Somebody were asking her if she regretted, like, an outfit choice she wore on the red carpet. like 10 years ago, and she had on like a kind of like a mini dress, a strapless mini dress with jeans like flared out and like tennis shoes. It was a terrible fucking look. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And she was like, oh, I still stand by it. You know, it's important just to go out there and have fun. So what do you think about that? People talk about how they dress. Like, what if it's just fun? Like, it's not like fucking having fun in their outfit, even if it's ugly as fuck. Like, doesn't that energy kind of exude? And you're like, damn, that shit might be kind of funky. Like, people put on ugly shit all the time and they make it seem so fun.
Yeah, like if it's...
Like, oh, that's bomb.
Yeah, I feel like it works. I feel like you should dress for however you feel that day.
What's never going to work is those red boots.
What?
Those Astro red boots. Those are never going to work. That's never going to be fun that
those
works.
Those fucking boots.
I'm glad they're fading.
Astro Boy boots. And you know, it's like, it's something about like every time something is coming out. I had posted this on Instagram. I was like, if you a sneakerhead, you know that any shoe, no shoe needs that much promotion. If it's a hot shoe, you don't need to put it on every fucking rapper and pop artist.
It's gonna sell itself.
It's gonna sell itself. They put
if it's not a hot shoe, you gotta do a lot of marketing.
They
to get
put
it going.
That motherfucking shoe on everybody.
On everybody. And it still didn't work. I still didn't see regular like people, the masses buying this shoe. So
they even
you know,
put that shit on
Giancarlo.
Breaking Bad, chicken nigga, Gus. From Breaking Bad. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
You watched Breaking Bad.
You
talking about the Hispanic guy?
Yeah, yeah.
He's an older guy.
What's he
doing?
They put the motherfuckers on everybody.
You know, my favorite role for him, honestly, he has so many, but I liked him in Girl Fight. He was the dad. And I thought that was my first time like seeing him in such a captivating role that I remember when I was young. Great. But anyways, also I want to bring back a little smoke I had for you before I forget about it, okay? From last week, you were trying to allege that fucking women are causing men turmoil in the sense of...
This
you were
is
talking
a fact.
About,
doesn't matter what sense you're saying. Okay. Past tense, present tense.
Okay, so you were bringing up... So I thought about this when I was in the shower yesterday. Thinking about like, everything that's happening in the world or whatever. And I'm like, so you're saying that... Women are causing men turmoil in the fact that, like, women get pregnant, right? We are having unprotected sex. The both of us are committing this action.
Yes,
and then
double,
the decision
double.
Is only on one person. It's up to me to decide what I'm going to do with my body. And that men don't really have a choice. And I feel like it's kind of like the snake end of it that you're giving women because it's like they have all these new anti-abortion laws. 18-plus states are, they're at near total ban. You know, or they're having these gestational limits that are keeping people from, like, having abortions and whatnot. How come you're mad at the government, state and local? I mean, a state and federal level. How come you don't have that same smoke? No. You ain't saying, come here, Uncle Sammy.
I got the same smoke for them, but we know that's just, we know that, okay.
You don't have the same smoke for them.
This is the thing.
Whenever somebody say this,
everybody knows the world hates women. Y'all just figuring this shit out.
No, we've lived with this our entire lives. We're just now getting the world to actually say it aloud. That's all.
The world hates women.
Like, the world hates black people. The world hates women.
Yeah, women are up there. And...
And what do we do but nurture this, you motherfuckers?
Yeah, they gonna find... They are slowly but surely eliminating the use of y'all. I've been saying this shit for years.
But you're saying
it from the beginning of this podcast.
But all you do is fucking joke around. Who takes you seriously? Like, you want to fucking make jokes about it and shit. Women are obsolete. They don't.
I don't know if you know this, but a lot more men, like, they, for one, they turn the niggas into women. So, ain't nothing. When they started doing that, it was really over for y'all.
But it's like, for most men, though, if you want to be around men, you would just be around men. So I feel like for you, could you? That would be a no. But even if they turn the women into men, it's like you still going crazy.
We hanging out? Like,
women.
What are we doing? Like, you saying.
Yes, I'm saying you still going to want women around. Women can't. We can never be obsolete. You will always need and want us.
Like, I don't care who you are. We can hang out. But that's just not my preference. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, that has to be okay.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that in the sense of also, because we have all these, you know, so every time I read the paper, I'm seeing all these anti-abortion, new
No, it's over.
And I mean, there are a lot of things pending in court. They're trying to overturn a lot of things. I mean, most states, they have something that's pending where they're trying to get rid of that near total ban in most of these states. But the thing is, you know, we had what 16-year-old Robert Yarl, that's his name, I believe. 16-year-old Robert Yarl, and God bless families on both sides, murdered, you know, for ringing the wrong doorbell. What? Okay, I'm going to explain what I'm saying.
Just focus on the victim.
Let me just, I'm going to explain like, that in a minute. I'm going to explain it. No, and also, it was 20-year-old, I can't remember her name, but a 20-year-old young lady from in Saratoga County was, well, she's from Saratoga County in New York. She was murdered in Washington County. She was shot in Washington County for just family. Literally just pulling into the wrong driveway. She didn't even get out of her car. And it's like, where does it talk about the gun laws, you know, and gun control? This is getting crazy. People are dying. They're dropping dead every day, and gets more worried about policing women's bodies than police and these things that are dropping bodies. Okay, let's figure it out. Okay, now secondly, let me just address, because you keep all eyesing me when there's when I say God bless on both sides. So they're okay, yes, always bless the victim, their families, you know, their loved ones, but also on the other side too, because it's like, if I committed a crime, my family, you, all of my family also need to be wrapped and shouldered by the arms of God.
You better hit a lick, nigga. Oh.
I'm just saying, you know, I would hope people would also want to bless my mom, my husband, my family, you know.
That's cool. They're going to get theirs, but right now,
it's not all lives. I'm just saying, God bless everybody on both sides. No one comes out unscathed. Yes, it is.
You cannot make that statement.
What I'm saying
is, and then have a problem with all lives matter.
The perpetrator, the person who's committed the offense, their family has not done anything to anybody. And I'm sure, and they are dealing with the loss of someone that they love and having to see things in a different way. So, yeah, God bless you too. Shit.
Make sure you don't say you're related to that motherfucker.
God bless y'all. This nigga right here.
That's it.
That's not all lives matter.
That's it. But you know, like I was saying, like the world hates women.
For sure.
And I don't know what it is. I love women, but something about men, they like y'all, but they don't fuck with y'all.
You keep saying they. I feel like you literally fall into that category as well.
No, because
like us, but you don't fuck with us.
And if you look at a lot of, and you know, whatever your preference is, your preference. But a lot of men are coming out that they, you know, are either dating, like, transgender, if that's, is that the correct word? Like,
are you asking me?
I don't know. I just want to say the word correct. But they are,
you
like,
don't know
dating.
The word is transgender. But they're dating. What do you think dating, the word would be? So, transgenderified? Listen. What the fuck would the word be?
I don't know. But they are dating transgender. Like, it's a, you know, it's becoming a regular thing, I guess you can call it, quote-unquote, regular
thing. Wouldn't it have always been a regular thing?
I guess so, but now it's more, yeah, like, people are more open to
it. Talk about it, right. Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying, like, women, for y'all, think about it, the men that are putting these plays together, they're not going to need y'all, and a lot of men don't.
But there are also women doing the same thing, though.
They trying to figure out how to put a baby in a nigga.
Right, okay.
That's... Once they figure that out, y'all really gone.
I don't think that women are going to be mad about not having to bear the world anymore.
It's not about being mad.
I don't know if
y'all not going to be here to see the shit.
That's what you believe. I think that men will be obsolete before women. Nah. I do. We don't need you guys. Honestly, all we need to do is harness a bunch of sperm from you. We don't need you. Once we collect all of your sperm,
collect all our data.
Yeah, once we collect all viable sperm, and we don't need men. We don't.
But that's the thing, y'all not running.
And we can produce
y'all
more
not,
men. We can listen. Get rid of all this. We can literally get rid of all you niggas and produce men and mold them in the way that we want.
Yeah,
we could.
Well, y'all way behind because these niggas got a long head start on y'all.
That's only because, like, we allow it. And it's...
I don't know, but we need like the campaign or something for women.
I thought you were saying black women.
For black women, but we need two separate campaigns running simultaneously.
We put the play together for us. You know what? Honestly, we do need a campaign for women. So it's a story about a couple I read, right?
Uh-huh.
And they are 20 years apart, but they were married for 20 years as well, okay? The wife is currently 59 years old, and the husband is 90. So I guess they're more than 50 years apart. They're 31 years apart. Oh, okay. They're married for 20 years. So 4 months after they got married, they went on a post-honeymoon vacation to the Dominican Republic, which was supposed to be all fun and everything.
Why,
and
they, why were, they call it post-honeymoon?
Because it was after they already had a honeymoon. They were just going on another trip.
Okay.
He was saying he wants to take her on
a second honeymoon. So, I know what was that last episode we were talking about. No. Okay. So, you say post-honeymoon. They got married 4 years and then they went to the honeymoon.
So, they
got married. How long is the honeymoon phase? They were
married shortly after.
Did they go on a second honeymoon?
Essentially, it's like a second honeymoon, yes.
Why?
Because he's rich.
But this one, I'm asking. You said post-honeymoon.
Yes.
How long is the honeymoon phase?
No, I mean like a honeymoon trip, their honeymoon vacation. If they're being married, they went on a honeymoon vacation.
But if I, just because I went 4 years after I got married, when,
why no, did no, it wasn't 4 years after. This was only 4 months after they got married, they went on the second trip. What the fuck is you listening to?
I will talk about the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, so 4 months, they go on a trip to the Dominican Republic, and they were married.
They drank some of that liquor.
Yes, they did. But they were married for 20 years after that, okay? This was years ago, though. It was 20 years ago, okay? So they didn't have that.
Niggas was dying drinking that Hennessy out there.
But, so she went to go divorce her husband because she found out that her name was not on a deed, okay? She found out from looking at, like, a bill or something, and she went to look into the deed and hired an investigator to find out why her name was not showing on this house.
Bitches always looking for shit.
And it's because when they went on that honeymoon, that second honeymoon trip, 4 months after they got married, he actually divorced her in the Dominican.
Look at this shit. You was 4 months into your marriage, fresh off your honeymoon, and you going to look for some shit.
No, that's
these
not what happened.
These bitches is never happy.
Dylan, you don't even listen. She looked 20 years later, which meant her name was on still, their house 20 years still. Later.
And what are you looking for?
Because her name was on the deed. Why is it no longer on the deed? She was trying to figure out what did he do.
It's because City Boys is up.
So what happened is that 4 months, mind you, they've been married 20 years after this trip. But you know, he divorced her in the Dominican without her knowledge because apparently it's there. One of their laws is that you can get divorced without notifying your spouse.
Oh, that's lit. So what he did, everybody was, take their honeymoon in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, he hired lawyers on both sides, his and hers, to litigate both sides and, you know, found an amicable settlement. What if they split one? It said, irreparable or reconcilable temperaments or something like that. No, they're different temperaments is basically what it was saying. Like they couldn't get along.
I like think about it, like temperaments. Like what was that nigga like throwing glasses and shit every time
he. No, that's just something that he said. Even though again they were married for 20 years, that's what he needed. He needed to say something for them to divorce. Essentially, he needed a reason.
City boys up.
I'm trying to find the statement exactly.
That's how y'all do it. All y'all niggas here to get married and get on paperwork. Get married. Have your honeymoon in the Dominican Republic.
Incompatibility of temperaments is what it was. Okay, so then he divorced her then. So she found out 20 years later that he had divorced her. And that's how he was able to take her name off the deed.
And get the timeshare.
So now she's trying to reverse and fight that divorce, saying that they were never legally married in the Dominican. So he shouldn't have been able to do that. Because like the house that she's staying in currently, he's trying to sell it to his daughter. Sell it to her. Those apartments are going for like $1.4 million.
That's family business. Don't let that bother you. Don't worry
about what kind of deal that's a sneaky nigga. That's what
City
I mean.
City boys, we up. We up.
We got to get like rid it. Of sneaky ass men.
Y'all got to play. Get married.
And, like she said.
Have your honeymoon in Dominican Republic.
You were planning for our divorce 20 years ahead of when it even happened. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, we are in our honeymoon. Like, we're in our honeymoon phase on a second honeymoon. And here you are, trying to divorce me. They never stood a chance.
And put the timeshare in her name, too, while you out there. It's lit. We up. Hey, what? I was thinking about that shit. Like, what? Who came up with the scale of like ugly and I guess attractive?
I guess it's based on your objective opinion.
But do you think like we were told like this is like what attractiveness looks like and this is what?
For sure, in a sense, especially for black people, I mean, we can see it like, you know, if we have a whole colorism issue, like we were taught that you know, but we lighter like is prettier, darker is ugly. You know, we're talking about that. Curlier, wavier hair is pretty. Nappier hair is ugly. So, yeah, like, kind of when you fall into certain zones, people automatically deem it as ugly. And I feel like only now are we kind of coming out of some of that and having a different.
But who, point. Like, I just want to know, like, who saw somebody was like, that nigga ugly as a motherfucker?
Like, I mean, I feel like that's just like a natural innate thing. Like, ugh.
But what is it? All right.
You see, you know when you see somebody ugly, you like, oh, hell nah.
So when you see somebody ugly, all right, this is what I always look at. When I see somebody ugly, I always think about, like, what they look like.
As in, like, what they could change to be pretty or something?
No, no, no. Like, what do they look like? What do they, what are they similar to? Like, this motherfucker, like, an anteater. Like, this ugly motherfucker look like a gorilla or something. You know what I mean? Like,
what if you can't find an animal of a comparison that you could
then it's
of?
Probably usually a bug or like a lizard or something.
Oh my fucking god, where you getting this stuff? A bug?
I feel like
when you were seen a bug face, nigga.
What?
Yeah, I've never seen anybody that I feel like looks like a bug.
You never saw anybody that looks like a bug?
No.
Oh my goodness, you need to get out more. There's some ugly motherfuckers out here. Oh, but I don't know. In my brain, all the quote unquote ugly people, they look like something. Like, they don't look, I guess, what I'm trying to say is like, they don't look like human beings. Welvin, that nigga look like a fucking sloth. What's the little shit? A sloth?
Oh, three-toed sloth.
Yeah, that's what that
is. And I should think of another ugly person that fast, and I couldn't.
A-Town?
A-Town?
That nigga like a bug.
Okay, I can agree with the bug stuff.
That's fucked up. The birds
are chirping. I'm not.
Nigga, hey, bring A-Town back, man. That nigga had the shit cracking.
I'm not gonna play this game anymore.
But that's fucked up, man. What would you rate yourself?
A 10 out of 10. Well, nigga, I'm 100 out of 10. First off, I'm fine in the motherfucker. I ain't never looked better. Shit.
Oh, my goodness. You ain't never looked better? 10 out of 10?
10 out of motherfucking 10. I ain't never looked better.
I was thinking about, like, creating a show for men. Well, not specifically for men, but, like...
What you gonna call it, him too?
Nah. Raw Sex in the City.
So you just feel another, you're stealing a concept from women and then just...
It just be niggas like... Yeah.
And it's going to be men doing what?
Because most niggas that I know, they fucking raw. They ain't using no condoms.
That's true. So it's just going to be about men having unprotected
sex. It's going to be like Sex in the City, but like
having niggas. Unprotected sex? So you're promoting unprotected sex on this show?
Shit, I don't think they promoted safe sex on Sex in the City. Every time they fucked, they told you, oh, we got a condom.
Well, they didn't say that they were.
Did they say we have a condom? They use the word condom every time you had, no, they had sex? Oh, that's no. What I'm saying.
No, they did not.
Raw Sex in the City coming soon.
That shit just sounds gross as fuck.
Coming to Raw HBO. I'm selling that to HBO. Y'all don't steal that shit either. No. Nah. If I see that shit, it's going to be niggas, though. Like, it's going to be like niggas that live like in the hood and shit. Raw just sex and raw shit, sex. Fucking with hood rats and shit.
Dylan, I'm uninterested. I'm seriously uninterested in
that. How is that? Like, that's a good, that's a quality ass show. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay.
Oh, but I seen this story about this nigga in jail, and shit blew my mind. They said this nigga,
all
right.
Is this at all correlated to Raw Sex in the City?
No.
Nah. What's that old show?
Ain't nobody
show?
On Raw Sex and City gonna be in the gym.
What's the old show about Oz? That's what I was about to say.
Oz was wild. Nah, but if I told you that.
What they call it? Never mind, I can't say it. I'm gonna say a prag, but that's offensive now.
Isn't that a country or something?
No, Raw. That's what they called him, prag.
Oh, what's the fuck? Oh, never
mind. Yeah, exactly.
Oh. But I was saying, if I told you that, if I read a story, the headline said, man was eaten alive in jail, what would you think he was eaten alive by?
People.
By what? Okay, that's a good guess. Yeah, I would probably think the same. All right, nope.
You get why would they be that desperate? I mean, maybe niggas was hungry. Listen, I understand the food is not good.
Yeah, maybe niggas was hungry. And that nigga fell on the barbecue pit or something.
What? Do you think it's happening in jail?
Yellow jackets.
Okay, so what happened? Bust it down for me, please.
All right, you get one more guess. He wasn't eaten by people, so what else in jail could have eaten him? Excuse me.
Is this a joke? Is it like his booty got ate or his body was ate?
Nah, he was eaten alive.
I hope this is something, some nasty shit, like him fucking around with like a CO or something, and that nigga.
He was eaten alive.
How do you eat a man out?
Huh? Where are you going? Like, how are you going? I said he was eaten alive by something.
I don't know, but I feel like it's like word for like eaten. Nah. Yeah, like
you can. All right, you ain't gonna fucking say it. So this nigga was eaten alive by bed bugs.
Okay, so
yeah, exactly.
So then I read a story a few weeks ago about where they were clearing out 9,000 I think inmates and moving them around because of infestation.
How many bed bugs would it take to eat?
This is what I'm gonna say. That's pretty crazy. Like, this is like a cover up. They didn't beat the fuck out of this nigga. And where's his body? Is his body?
I've never seen that bed bug. But
was the body found? Was it recovered at all?
This nigga ate him alive. When they say eaten alive, what I imagine is that he came back in and it was all bones. Them bed bugs got busy. How many bed bugs does it take to eat a nigga alive?
Remember that? What was that nasty ass Roach movie? The apartment.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's gotta be like that many. Like, what's happening here? And how big are they mouths? I was like, what's happening here?
That gotta be.
And how many days? Like, how long did it say? This is a lie. This is a scam.
That's definitely a hoax. Guinness Book of World Records worst death ever. If that's true.
Was he in the hole? No one checked on him because it's like, how did no one see? There you go. And I don't know how gradually was it? Like, was it like first it started with a finger? Like, was it just some flesh that became missing? I've never even heard about bed bugs eating people. They bite. I didn't know that they actually ingested your skin.
Maybe that bite is a actual like chunk. They made
like his body is covered. This is so disgusting. Like I'm so confused.
Y'all motherfuckers wash y'all sheets and bed and shit.
That sounds nasty. I don't care if you have an infestation. Just how many bed bugs does it take to eat you alive?
How many fucking bed bugs? That's crazy. That's crazy. I was thinking about this, though.
That's
like,
not even a real story. I don't believe it.
What do you think, how relationships start? Like, how can I word this? How can you get a man? Do you think there's anything?
I have a man.
Okay. Do you think there's anything that a woman can do to make a man, like, want to commit to them? Like, to be in a serious, like, relationship?
Like, change who somebody is? No, that person has to be wanting to be there on their own. I don't feel like anything you can do to convince somebody to commit to you. And women, please stop this. We waste way too much time trying to make somebody Mr. Right when that motherfucker is all Mr. Wrong. And not even that, he may be just so wrong for you. He just ain't right for you for right now or for the long run. Like, you can't make somebody want to commit to you. Y'all got to just be in the same space at the same time.
So, what you're saying is every woman that's in a relationship that's successful, I guess, quote unquote successful, is because of the man.
That's, what the fuck are you talking about? That's not what I said at all.
A real nigga had to wife you up.
You literally don't even listen. Like, this is so crazy.
A real nigga had to wife you up. Listen. Okay. So, do you think there was anything that you did to make me commit to you?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, nothing but be the fabulous woman that the fuck I am. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Why are these bitches single? Give them some advice. Give them some advice on how to lock their man down. Give them some advice. Why it's
hard. I feel like it's... That person has to be in that space. I feel like even though that, like, I feel like you were ready to be in a relationship. Say that you weren't or whatever, but you had to be. You had to be because you were willing to go there or be there. What did I do aside from, you know, have sex and get to know you? And I got to know you, you know.
Which
I was interested in you.
I guess they know what was first.
Okay.
She said, get to have sex. No, but I was thinking about it. I was like, women, and I know somebody shut that fucking dog up. Women, it's... Don't be sad out there, okay?
I don't think that... Why do you think that single women are sad? I feel like you're always talking to women and you don't talk to men. Like, what about these sad-ass niggas out here? Want to be with somebody so bad. There's a few niggas I know that's sad. Yeah, they want to be with somebody so bad and they just can't find the right one. Why don't you talk to
them? But what I'm saying for women is, don't feel bad. Like, it's not you.
We know.
It's them. Like, most... Any woman that's in a... I'm going to just say, keep saying quote unquote, successful relationship.
Why do you say successful relationship?
Or a good relationship. Or if you even got the... What makes a relationship good or successful? In a relationship, that's why I said quote unquote. So, or if you even got the nigga to say that y'all in a relationship.
That's a win.
It's because you was in the right place at the right time.
Isn't that what I said? So I was right then.
No, you just was in the right place when that nigga was in a space.
That's literally what I said. I said we need to be in the same space at the same time. That's what the fuck I said.
No, women, y'all always in that space, though.
I said we need to be in the same space at the same time in order.
So, but is there a way to prep your nigga to get there?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
How do you do it?
I mean, I feel like there's... Okay, so... One thing I also believe is there should be a time frame, that a window that you should spend, you know, trying to bring somebody, I guess, to your level, to being ready before you're like, okay, they're not there. Instead of wasting, don't waste years on some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You can figure this out in 6 months, you know, 3 months, just getting to know somebody like, hey, what do you want? What are you looking for in the future? If a motherfucker can't even say what they're trying to do with you or them, let alone themselves in 1 year, honey, move on.
But I told you, all I wanted was some cheeks and to have some fun.
Yeah, so, bye-bye.
Why? You said you was cool with that.
Bye-bye.
Oh, so you lied.
No, you said we're talking about women who want to be in a relationship. So I'm not telling you
that. Yeah, and women that say that shit be lying.
Okay, so now I'm turning around. I'm being honest with you, and that's I want more. Nah, you can't do and that. If you can't tell me that you also want more, then it's a bye bye. Like I don't.
You can't just turn I don't around think and that now either be like, of us, let's go on a date.
I can. That's what I want.
No, you was my late night rendezvous.
Right, and so if you don't want to make it any more than that, understood. I do. So it's a bye.
Okay, I got it. I respect that.
It's a bye. Like if somebody isn't giving you what you need and they're not going to where you're trying to go, let it go. You know, why keep wasting your time trying to force something to work? You cannot force a fucking square to fit in a round hole. It doesn't work. Move on.
I've seen some women do it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what it cost them to do it. It's gonna always be a tight squeeze.
But back to what we were talking about earlier too, it's like you kept saying like honeymoon phase. How long is the honeymoon? Is there a time limit on the honeymoon phase?
It can be. Like, I thought the like honeymoon phase, I feel like it's generally like the first year, maybe two, depending on like where you guys are at with it.
Why is it like you get a new toy and it's fun, shiny, you got wheels, the wheels still work?
Yeah, new car.
New car smell.
I want everybody to see it. See me hitting these corners, skirt with my new thing.
How do you navigate through that, though? Like, as a couple or just as a person? Like, how do you navigate to the other side of the honeymoon phase where it's like...
Way to ask me years hump day later. Like you. So, I feel like for trying to get through, I guess, like a honeymoon phase and moving into the next stage... consistency first of all, and it also takes that next level of like getting below the next layer of surface. You know, you've got to try to always endeavor to delve deeper with each other and be honest, and I feel like you have to be intentionally moving things along. That's what I'm saying. Like, so maybe I started out by asking you what you want to do a year from now. Now it's been a year we've been together. What do you plan for in 5 years from now? Because we're not at the age. I'm 34 years old. I don't have time for the shits. You feel me? I'm at the age where I'm also sitting here still trying to just fuck around and see where it goes and let me just figure it out. And I don't want to be floating around with another motherfucker. I could do that shit by myself just trying to figure it out. So what are we doing? What are we working towards? Like, we want to be together? Like, what are we looking for? And, you know, see if those things align for what we're looking for in 5 years. Can we do it? Are we in each other's time frame? Like, can we make it work together? And if not, then now we know what the fuck is going on. We can bye-bye yet again. But I feel like that's the point. And that's the way to try to move forward, is to move forward with intention. Like, make sure we're on the same page and map out a 5 year from now. Not that your relationship has to be so robotic, but you should have a plan, you know. Make sure that we like to, financially, we can be on the same page. We like it's to not buy. Just about him. The honeymoon phase is so much about having fun and just being lovey-dovey. It's so cute and touchy-touchy and all the sex and everything. And it's like, you got to think about the shit gets real. But the all the real shit that hits after that, you know. Do you want kids? How many kids do you want? Do you want to get married? You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of long term you want to get a house? You're looking about a condo. Like, what are we thinking about? Like, how do you save money? Like, how are you financially? So many things to keep pushing forward with and talking about. Like, and that's to me how you move from the honeymoon phase, is when you start getting more real and more realistic with what's happening, like, 5 years from now.
Yeah, I agree with that. But it's like, all right, you look at older people. Uh-huh. Shouldn't that...
Is there a honeymoon phase when you're older? Oh, my God.
I would say yeah. But, like, you know, like, older people like us, I mean, we're older, I guess. Like, how do you not waste time? Because shouldn't that be talked about, like, from the jump? Like, how... What's going... Like, why are you... Like, why do the people, the women that you know that are single, why the hell are they single?
Bad decisions in men. And probably not enough confidence in themselves, and they lack their own plan and their own guidance. You can't just be waiting for somebody to come, you know, and to make you the whole, you know. Once you come with your half and I have my half, that we can be whole, you gotta also look to be whole on your own. Like, what can I do for me? Like, what can I do to get myself forward? How can I have my shit together? So, like, again, when somebody comes, we can be in that same space together. Well, you know, we're not 20 years old. Yeah, we can build. We can be, for sure, we're looking to build together. But I can't build you up from the bottom. That's can't true. Be there. You gotta have something going. So, in the meantime, figure your shit out. And I feel like a lot of people don't figure their shit out. And we're too willing to settle for the next thing. That's why I know a lot of single women, because they have made bad decisions. They have settled and still trying to figure themselves out.
Dang, you say it like that. I know a lot of single women. Like, I mean.
Well, I'm just saying.
But no, but I mean, I'm not saying like that, because most people nowadays are single. Not to me.
And
people.
These niggas is bullshit. Keep it real.
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's bullshit.
Keep it real. These niggas are bullshit. It's not. I can't just blame the women. It's hard to find. Like, you can try to do all that with somebody in there. If somebody just consistently lying, it's hard to always get through that too. Like, you stop. If you with all the bullshit, get out of this. Go to the kiddie pond. Why you in the adult pool over here? We trying to really be serious. You know what I'm saying? You contaminating the shit. Get your ass up out of here.
Yeah, but I want to see. I was trying to see what it was talking about.
No, you trying to see. Go over there to that to that kitty pussy. That's what you want.
I'm trying to see what it's talking about. Like, why would I want to put my toe in the pool over here to see what's
you
going
ain't
on?
Ready for this. You ain't ready for this.
I feel like the women, it's not on the women. Like, the women, I feel like y'all just gotta hope that y'all hit a nigga when it's time.
But I also feel like, that's what I'm saying, I also feel in that, though, sometimes women settle because a bullshit nigga is a bullshit nigga, and these red flags can go off all day long. But sometimes we'll just take that because it's what we see is available, instead of waiting for something better to come along, you know what I'm saying? When you go into a store, you don't just buy the first shirt you see. You're going to look for the one that you think is best. You know what I'm saying? Value yourself the same way that you value whatever you hold value to, whether it's your money, the way that you look, you know, the way that you present yourself. Value your insides the same way that you value your outsides. I feel like, and once you get that to align and match, we'll be less vulnerable to people who mistreat us. Yeah, okay. And open to bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think for everybody, like, definitely, you gotta open, you gotta be open. And most people have been hurt. They closed off, closed minded, scared to get hurt. So, you know, it's that, everybody is playing like defense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I see, you know, I've said this before, like many a times, like everybody is on defense. Like, nobody's looking to progress. Not that they're not looking to progress, but it's hard to progress when you're so, when you're solely stuck on playing defense, mm-hmm. making sure like, oh, well, if this go wrong, I ain't going to be the one on the short end of the stick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's that
you're going to be on the short end of the stick though.
Like, it's always, I ain't going to get played. I'm going to make sure like I ain't getting played. Like,
but you got to get played. You know what? It's so funny to me. Like, you got to put yourself out there. This reminds me of when I was in the kitchen. Actually, when I was in culinary school before I even got in the kitchen. I had a chef say, won't say his name because I don't want him potentially catching you trouble or backlash. But I had a chef who said, gave me some of the best advice and some of the most useful advice that I had got early on in culinary school. You know, wielding a knife is tough in the sense of like it's so much anxiety that can come with it. You know, you're afraid to cut yourself. You don't know what it's going to feel like. You're afraid to lose all that blood. Mm-hmm. It's just a bad situation. And I had a chef who said, you know, everybody moving so slow through a knife challenge, and he like, cut yourself. And I'm like, this motherfucker that lost his goddamn mind. This thing is crazy. He's like, just cut yourself. Because once you do it, we can all move the fuck forward. Because once you know how it feels, and you understand it's not that big a deal, you will be less like, scared and all nervous and rigid and all anxious because you know what's the, you know
that what nigga that cut lying. Is
like. No.
There's a difference between like a cut, like, oh, I cut, like I nipped myself, than cutting your fucking finger off.
After the first time I cut myself, I never felt anxious the way I did after I got it. Like, I understand how to hold my life, how to hold my knife, I mean, how to wield it properly so I don't cut myself. But I, not to say that I never cut myself after that, you know, or I burn myself. But it's like, once you feel the fire, you know what it feels like. You know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid of it. And I see that's the point of a fire. Come on, people. But you open yourself up to that, like, you're going to get burned in life. That's it. You're going to get hurt. That's it. You take the chances. Well, all that shit comes a lesson anyway. Like, and that, I ain't gonna tell you that shit don't hurt. That shit hurt like a motherfucker. It really does. Is that
the, what they call it? The world star effect?
What you mean?
Like, you know how, like, why everybody doesn't fight anymore? Excuse me. Like,
oh, because you don't get knocked out on camera?
Yeah, like, you don't want your heartbreak to be, I guess, quote unquote, like, shared with the world. So, you on
shit,
your
shit, everybody be sharing their heartbreak with the world because it's like nowadays, motherfuckers, as soon as they get in a relationship or as soon as they find somebody they like, they're trying to,
yeah, but I won't even get in one because I'm gonna shoot the motherfucker instead of fighting because you're not about to catch me on World Star getting knocked out. Niggas saying World Star,
yeah, you ain't finna hurt me.
So that's what I'm saying. So, like, that's what people are doing when it comes to relationships. Like,
yeah, okay, I can see that.
It's like, nah, nigga, I'll shoot this motherfucker up before I let one of you niggas knock me out.
Which is so crazy because it's like you said, like you cutting yourself off to so much potentially. And it's the things, what it is, you're cutting yourself off to what you actually desire. So good luck getting what you want while also blocking what you want. It's non-conducive to what you're looking for, so.
Yeah, and if y'all don't like the way a woman feel, that's crazy. I don't know. That was just in my mind.
Why? What if I don't? I don't. Why can't somebody like the way a man feels?
Because I'm just speaking for myself.
Okay, no, but you said it's crazy. You didn't say it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, to you, but somebody else could feel opposite.
Even though,
you know what? Shout out to all my men that like men. I love it. I love you, men loving men, niggas.
Nobody even said nothing about men liking men and men like
I women. Love women that all like I men. I love women was... that like women. I love women that like women and men. Huh? So I don't want to exclude anyone.
We're all Sex in the City coming soon.
Don't know what that nasty ass raw sex you talking about. Blacksy Cab Confections. We don't want it.
I was listening to something, or I don't remember what it was. Maybe I was watching some, and they were talking about inflation as far as like when it comes to like men dealing with women, and how now you get in less.
I'm
for
curious
you.
To hear where this is going for inflation.
So now, like, so think about it. Like, okay, so like let's take like
our grandparents, like, so your grandfather, you know, my grandfather, like, they had women, well, most of them had women that, you know, they cook, they clean.
Yeah, I know you're saying most because, you know, my grandmother is a complete exception to that rule. Matter of fact, she was just telling me today talking about, you know, she don't, my grandmother there does not, she's not a cooker, she's not a cleaner, she's not the type of stuff she does, okay? And she was saying, she was like, you know, your grandpa, she was like, you know, he told my mom one day, he wouldn't fit to spend a dime on me. She was like, you know, because James was, he was always so good at saving money and making money, and I was always so good at spending it. And so my grandpa took care of everything, and my grandma, she took her check, she bought all the clothes that she loved, her clothes and shoes, okay, and she, whatever trip she loved. And so that's what she meant, like, once I spent my money all up on me, he was like, oh, I'm about to go and spend more money on you. No, you have dedicated all of your money to you while all of my money is dedicated to us. So you don't get an extra dime. So I don't know where you're going, but there are exceptions in my grandmother.
But okay, so basically, you know, you take care of your home, you know, you take care of your family, your woman. It was affordable. It was affordable. Yeah, now,
how do you niggas afford side bitches? I don't even understand.
Listen,
how
now the market, the market is so fucked up. It costs more for less of a woman.
Oh, it's offensive. What the fuck is less of a woman?
Meaning that these women don't do half of the shit our grandmothers, like, and mothers.
How would you even know what the women out here doing? You don't even know what the women are doing. I don't think these young
girls. I know what my woman doing.
Right. What's that? I'm doing half of what the women
do. Yeah. Hell,
you
fucking
listen, obviously.
And y'all cost more money. So y'all keep talking about this inflation.
But
this
if
shit
we're
is
going
tough.
Back to the generations, like if I'm going back to judge myself by what my grandma did, I far surpassed the mark. And I love my grandma dearly. I'm going to say it like that. But, you know, I beat her.
But do you think that's fair for men to have to pay more for the same product but less value?
What the fuck are you paying for? I'm not a stepper. I'm not a trophy wife. I don't understand what you mean. You're paying more for me.
I'm getting less for my buck. I'm getting less
you
bang
feel
for
like
my
that.
Buck.
Things
okay. And these bitches ain't even fucking.
Can I thought you were speaking for your own wife. I thought you were speaking for your own wife. What is going on? How do you know what the women in the streets are doing? I'm so confused. Where are you getting this step from? You don't know what they're doing.
These bitches ain't even fucking.
Obviously they are.
They ain't fucking, they ain't cooking, they ain't cleaning.
I cook, I clean, and that's not all a woman does. It's not all a woman does. But like I'm saying,
yeah. I'ma make sure y'all heard her. She cooked, she clean. I'ma do like how Offset did Cardi B, like, all that shit you was talking about on that record, you see her ass over here. Sweep this motherfucker in.
Yeah, I got to eat. You know, my dinner's over here sitting on the counter. It's been ready since we started this episode, okay? We are ready to eat. Yeah, it's for sure ready. But I still think that, like, how can you put a price on my value? How can you price out and say that, I cost this much, but I'm not worth this much.
Because you ain't bringing nothing to the table, not you specifically.
Yeah, I'm saying I bring a lot to the table, so that's crazy to me.
I'm saying women in general nowadays, like, they don't want to do nothing. Like, they just want a man to take care of them. Eh, that's fine. But what are you doing?
There's a lot of men that want to take care of women, though. So what's wrong with wanting to just be taking care of?
And they think that pussy, like, come on, your box, that shit probably not even that good.
Yeah, but also, again, like I said, who are you talking about worth? Men have created that, though. Men have created the value of vagina. Yeah. We talked about the last episode, high-value vagina. So that's not on us. You have placed the value on this pussy.
Nah.
All I am doing is collecting the rewards
Our market ain't never been like this.
Well, just
pussy,
like those high-ass interest rates, so is this pussy. The
pussy
valuation
pussy been $40 for years.
Not anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
This
something's
is high
wrong.
Price vagina.
Something is going wrong.
No, something happened. No, something's just got better. This box.
Nigga, what hell? No, it didn't get better. And that shit cost more money. Okay. Fuck that. Hey, fellas, don't pay for that shit. Make sure you get a return. What they call
return on your investment?
Yeah, yeah. Make sure that shit gonna be worth something in a few years.
That's crazy. I can't believe you're talking about women like this and vagina. Make sure it's going to be worth something in a few years.
Yeah. Make sure that pussy ain't just sitting on the shelf.
All right. Are we heading up out of here? Is it time for ghetto gossip or what?
It is. It is.
All right. So, Ghetto Gossip is back this week. We did not do it last week, but we getting back into the flow of things. So, Ghetto Gossip is back. And I have a few stories. Okay, this one is pretty interesting, so I'll go over this one. An ICU nurse is charged for allegedly slamming a newborn baby.
That's fucked up. I don't want to hear about that one.
Okay, so. I'll leave that.
I would say kill her, but that's kind of harsh. But she needs something to need to happen.
I'm going to assume she did it because they do have video footage. The dad was looking from the window.
But she did it to fuck with him?
I think she was just being a little rough, basically what they were saying. Like, she picked the baby up and, like, turned him on his face. Not, like, literally slammed the niggas, but I don't think.
Did she slam the kid or not?
They're saying she's slamming the baby. That's the headline.
But I want to hear it.
Charged with, she's been fired. So she's allegedly done something. Her nursing license is active, but she has been fired. And she's been charged with endangering the welfare of a child, a Class A misdemeanor.
I'm sorry. Everybody gonna get fired. I don't give a fuck.
If that was you? I'm telling you, I'm coming. I'm waiting for that bitch to come out the door, and I'm slamming her ass.
And I'm extra out. You could have just gently put my baby down. Nah, you slammed him. Nah, we ain't going out like that.
Yes.
I'm gonna be extra out when it comes to my kid.
I think she must be changing the baby's diaper. And
I told you I didn't want to hear the story. I don't like kids getting hurt and shit.
Okay, so I'll move on.
Yeah, move on. So that's not in my ghetto.
That's not in your ghetto. Okay. Dead birds get new life. New Mexico researchers develop a taxidermy bird. They put drones inside of a dead bird. They have created a dead bird.
The niggas is surveillance now.
They put they've created a... shit looks crazy. They've used a dead bird. They put together and they made like a robot.
That's Robo Bird.
They put a robot inside of an old body.
That's fucked
of a
up. Bird.
That shit is where are we going in the world?
Man, we about to be getting spied on like a motherfucker.
So you don't want to hear that story either. Let's just keep going.
Yeah.
So this is gonna be pass or ass. A Croatian restaurant offers one pot menu cooked by a robotic chef, or a Spanish hike, or a man that's been allowed to walk naked in the streets.
Let's see what that robot was cooking up.
It looks pretty fucking gross, gotta be honest.
Goulash?
That's what we should call it, yes. it's a Croatian restaurant, and they're able to rustle up about 70 different one pot meals. And I'm gonna show you this.
I know one that kept a lot of niggas survive to this day on. One pot meal. You know what?
We should say Hungry Helper.
No, pork and beans and wieners. Pause.
Okay.
All my ghetto niggas know what's up. Y'all know. Niggas grew up on them pork and beans.
It's what it looks like. It's pretty gross, actually. We're gonna put it up on the page. But, the robotic chef is able to prepare 70 different one-pot meals.
Which one did he choose?
They're not saying how long it takes, but this looks like gnocchi and...
Throw up.
Beef and peas and... I don't know if I'm feeling it. It's like a mixing bowl with like a rubber spatula attached to the end of it. Would you go to a restaurant like this though? Like, would you like to go out and have a robotic chef make our meal? No, I was not necessarily. I was trying to mind some of the flavor better. So,
I don't mind it, but I need to know what this nigga making. I'm not just about to go and he just put some shit in a bowl. Like, what is you making in this bowl? But I prefer a human element on my food instead of a robot. But in some aspects, they can get some shit right that fucking humans can't get right. Like, I'm tired of sending my motherfucking steak back because you can't get fucking medium rare together.
Okay, I see that. Okay, and in another story, so 200 frozen heads and bodies await revival at the Arizona cryonics facility. So people have begun preserving 199 people. Have already made this decision, so they are, there's some people they have now. They are cryopreserving bodies, okay, at Alcor Life Extension Foundation and facility in Arizona, in the hopes of being revived later. And they're saying they believe that preserving bodies at below freezing temperatures, their goal is to restore good health with medical technology in the future. So what they're trying to do is really pick people who are already on the brink of death. And once they die is when they do it.
But ain't you dead when they put you in the ice and shit?
Yeah, well, like literally, they, as soon as a person dies, they already have candidates for people who are dying. As soon as you die, they immediately begin the process of trying to save your organs. So these niggas is harness your organs. Yes. So what they do is, they fill these liquid tanks.
So they think they're going to be able to bring them back to life?
Okay, so this is the thing. Currently, they don't have anything to support any research supporting the fact that they're going to be able to revive anyone, but people are just hoping that they can, you know, come back like Demolition Man.
I mean, I'm sure so, it costs some money, but I mean, I wouldn't mind if I'm dead. Shit, yeah, nigga, let's try this shit again if we can later. Yeah, on.
I feel like they're picking people, patients who are like on studies too, who are dying terminal cases.
Like, nigga, you gonna say I might possibly have a second chance? Yeah, nigga, sign me up. As long as this shit don't cost a lot of money, right. I mean, if I can, I mean, what
they're saying
shit.
Is, I assume that they probably, for some people, they're doing it because they're saying instead of just disposing the bodies, the patient give them to us. Some of it is,
I thought research. You were saying like,
no, people going, are paying for this as well, but some people are just there donating as research earlier.
No, but I thought you was gonna say like niggas is going and like I'm alive right now, and I go sign up to go freeze myself, and then wait 30 years, and they gonna unfreeze me. It's like I'm giving up my life right now. I don't know if
people are doing that yet.
That's what I thought you were saying.
So they're saying some people, no, they're, what I've read is that mostly people are at the end of their life. And many of the cases are terminal. The youngest case they have is a 2-year-old.
So are they at end of life or they are end of life? Because it seems like they're freezing some niggas that's alive still.
Because they're not saying everybody. They're just saying those are some of the cases. They're not saying that for everybody. And so, here's the thing, though. They have Clive Cohen, a neuroscientist at King's College in London. He told MIT's, it's the paper they have there, Lori Clark, still yet again, this is supporting it, that cryonics is a hopeless aspiration that reveals an appalling ignorance of biology. They still don't believe their cryopreservation is possible. Yet here they are doing it. So basically, here's the plan they do.
Have they tried it? With the cryo shit. Why do they not know if it works or not? Like, why is?
Because they haven't been able to successfully revive anybody.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna say. Mm-hmm. You ain't tried to freeze a nigga for 2 years and then wake him up.
They have.
And nobody's ever came.
So, yeah, what they're saying is, so now here's to make you eligible for participation. For those that participate. I guess this isn't eligibility, but for those that participate, the cryopreservation process begins as soon as a person is declared legally dead, according to their website. At this time, their organs are still viable. Acting quickly, a cryonics team that usually is on standby, awaiting the patient's death for up to a week, moves them to an ice bath, replaces their blood with an organ-preserving solution. I had read what the solution name was on a different story, but once the patient arrives at the facility, the team releases cryoprotectants or chemicals that prevent the formation of ice crystals. All right. And they put that into the bloodstream. Okay. Right,
that's cool.
You don't want the rest of the details? Nah, I think it's pretty interesting.
They froze some niggas, we know.
All yeah. Right. Let's see. So the company was founded in 1972 and they started cryopreserving in 1976.
And they that's the first still human. And niggas are still paying for some shit that they ain't even happen.
Exactly.
All right. What we got?
Exactly. Niggas are here for everything. Do you believe that they found a 1.8 million year old tooth, human tooth?
How old?
1.8 million years.
1.8 million?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't see why I wouldn't believe it.
Okay. I'm going to move on from that story because I thought you were going to say no. But okay, so this is a real gangster story. That's probably the last one I'm going to do. In Haiti, residents of Haiti, okay?
Haiti.
The police have pulled over a minibus full of, and it's in the Canapé, their neighborhood. They found, is it a police checkpoint? They
pulled over the porn bus.
No, it was a police checkpoint. They pulled over a bus full of, I guess, known gang members.
Gang in Haiti. Okay.
The police could not get these gang members down to the station before residents of the neighborhood pulled these motherfuckers out the truck and whipped their goddamn ass. And then burn the bodies.
The police?
You know, the residents of the neighborhood.
Oh, the residents beat so the gangsters.
So I'm wondering, are these people being terrorized in their own neighborhood? Or are that these people, like this is like rival hood. Like, you got called the wrong hood. Like, you're living in the wrong hood, okay? And the police can't save you. They took them out the police van.
They really was dropping niggas off in niggas' hoods and shit.
They took them out the police.
Y'all ain't shit.
They took them out the police.
Well, most of y'all.
Locomotives, okay, and beat them the fuck up. Okay, this is why the police were watching. They said, and they killed the niggas.
So, did they arrest anybody?
No,
for these murders.
No. That's when anybody was arrested. No,
what is the world coming to?
And they're like, they're calling them lynchings, but they weren't lynchings. Some people were burned alive.
Sounds like a lynching. That's so fucking cruel. I was just watching some shit about it's like, I was just thinking about the evolution of like human cruelty. That shit is fucking nuts. But we'll discuss that on another episode. All right, babe. Take us out.
All right. Shout out to Zion Lemon. You're going to land on your feet. Huh? I just wanted to put that out here real quick. You know, Zion Lemon was fired from Fox. So.
For what? What the fuck did he do?
Him and Tucker Carlson were let go.
The fuck is Fox having a fucking come to Jesus moment or what?
They just let them go. I don't know why. You know, they're saying that there have been plenty of instances that have led up to this, but Tucker Carlson saying it's amicable, but Don Lemon went to Twitter to air that shit the fuck out. But yeah, shout out to Don Lemon. You gonna land on your feet, my nigga. And you know how we like to end this. We didn't do it last episode, but we will do it with this one. Got it. And every episode moving forward, okay. You could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all here with us, and we appreciate that.
NRG.
Thank you for tuning in.
Not relationship goals.
Next week, motherfucker.
We out.